The audio that follows is an excerpt from the Pariyatti Dhamma podcast. This recording is from a lecture given by Essien Goenka on the Meditation Now tour in 2002, and it consists of the question and answer section from the end of the talk. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Goenkaji.
Yes. Buddha's teaching may help an individual to become peaceful, but can it help present state terrorism such as America is indulging in? Terrorism is terrorism. When you say it helps individual, the society is made of individuals. Unless the individual comes out of terror, comes out of violence, comes out of cruelty, how the society will come out of it? The whole forest has withered, and we want it to become again green and blooming. At the root of every tree, water is to be given. A time will come when this technique will become so popular, not only in America, throughout the world, and then you will find a big change. As it came in the time of Ashoka, the Emperor Ashoka, there were no communal riots, no killing. There were also at that time so many sects, no bloodshed, no killing, no outside invasion even. Everything starts changing, but the individual has to change first. Does the Buddha's teaching address homosexuality? Sexuality is sexuality. Don't get slave of sexuality. Buddha's teaching is to come out of sexuality, this type or that type. And the technique helps. Technique helps. Whenever any passion arises, lust arises, just accept the fact, my mind is now full of passion, full of lust. And according to the law of nature discovered by Buddha, nothing can arise in the mind without a sensation in the body. So there must be a sensation in the body. And a good meditator starts observing the sensation and starts understanding these sensations are impermanent, arising, passing, are not eternal. This passion that has arisen is also not eternal. Let me see how long it lasts. Let me see how long it lasts. It becomes weaker, 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 passes away. He gave a wonderful way how to come out of the impurity. It makes no difference, this type of sexuality or that type of sexuality. The trouble is the passion which makes one a slave. One has to come out of that. A number of people are coming who are leaders of different religions, and they have taken vow of celibacy. Taken a vow of celibacy, not easy. Passion arises, they suppress. Passion arises, they suppress. And become a psychic case. They have to run to the psychiatrist. Otherwise, one commits some sexual wrong, even so heinous crime, one feels ashamed of that. And then there's a feeling of guilt, and again one becomes miserable. They take these courses, 1, 2, 3 courses, and easily start coming out of that. So wonderful technique given by the Buddha, make use of it. It is for everyone. Everyone. The Buddha and you talk a lot about suffering. Isn't this pessimism? Oh no, it is optimism. Optimism. Someone is sick. A doctor comes, he says, look, this is your sickness. I'll give you medicine, you'll come out of sickness. Is the doctor pessimistic? If the doctor says there is no way out, you have to die. Your sickness is bad. Then yes, pessimistic. Here is Buddha, he says there is misery. True, there is misery, but there is a way to come out of misery. I give you that medicine, come out of misery. World has not got any optimistic better than Buddha. A very optimistic person. I am already happy. Why should I practice vipassana? I'm glad you are happy. But don't you want to become happier? Become happier. Become happiest. And here is a way. Here is a way. Are you enlightened? If I say yes, will you believe? If I say no, then you run away. This fellow is not enlightened. Whatever I am today, when I compare what I was before coming to Vipassana, such a big change, such a big change. I was such a hot-headed person, such an ego-centered person. What a change has come. I am so happy with that, so satisfied with that, and that is why I am sharing this peace and harmony with others. Why do you bring your wife on stage? Because I am incomplete without her. She is half and better half. In Dhamma, male or female are equal. So one is not complete unless both are together. And she gives lot of service in Dhamma, gives training to Hindi-speaking Indian women. They feel more confident to discuss with her. And while I am talking, she keeps on giving her vibrations of love and compassion, and you all silently. Because of that, you keep on listening very calmly because of her. I am thankful to her. Do you think Islam is basically violent? Oh, no, no. In Vipassana, there is no religion in the world today whose followers are not attending Vipassana courses. Their leaders are attending Vipassana courses. And I keep on discussing with them. I was so elated, so happy to see Islam is full of non-violence. So much metta, love and compassion is there. If the so-called followers have forgotten that, Islam is not to be blamed for that. The word Islam itself means peace. When they say, Islam walaikum, that means, may peace be with you. And in turn, somebody says, walaikum Islam, may you be peaceful. Peace, peace. But if one does not practice Islam properly, Islam is not to be blamed for that. Can you comment on the conflict between India and Pakistan? What to comment? A very sorry picture. If both of them practice Vipassana, they will be out of all this problem. How can one person judge without him? No question of judging anybody. You judge yourself. This is more important. Examine yourself and find if there's any fault come out of that. If you start judging others, then you will never purify yourself. You will always find fault in others, always find fault in others, and generate nothing but aversion, aversion. Come out of this habit. As an artist, can I really help others? Or am I just offering distractions and sensual entertainments to people? Large number of artists have come to courses, they keep coming. A artist becomes better artist. A poet becomes better poet. A writer becomes better writer. All that they produce now will be for the good of the people. And so good, people start liking them. All their product is very much liked by the people. If you are an artist, spare 10 days of your life. Come. Please explain metta. Metta is love. Pure love. Without a trace of passion. Without a trace of lust. Pure love is always one-way traffic. You don't expect anything in return. Otherwise, a commercial love. You expect something in return. Not commercial love. Just one way. And that naturally happens. If the mind becomes purer and purer, it is full of metta, full of karuna, love, compassion, is the real habit of a pure mind, and it happens naturally. Can a student continue to take meditation courses while taking antidepressants? Why antidepressants? You don't need. Vipassana is the biggest antidepressant. Large number of people come with depression, and within 10 days, they're out of it. My third course or fourth course in India when I came from Burma, a very rich multimillionaire industrialist, he was suffering from deep depression. Not because he has lost money. Something happens in the life. I don't know what was the trouble. He tried to commit suicide 2 times. People saved him. And then somebody suggested, better go for this 10-day course. Perhaps it will be helpful. And he came. Now what happens? According to the great discovery of this enlightened person, nothing arises in the mind without a sensation on the body. Sabbe, Dhamma, Vedana, Samosarana. This was a great discovery. So I tell him, when you have depression, now practicing Vipassana, there must be a sensation on the body. So just accept the fact, at this moment there is depression in the mind. Depression due to this or that, nothing doing. Depression as depression, and see what sensation you have. Any sensation that you have, keep on observing, impermanent. Yes, you are experiencing impermanent. Depression is related to these sensations. These sensations are related to depression. This is also impermanent. Let me see how long it lasts. It cannot overpower you. It becomes weaker and passes away. A very good medicine this wonderful enlightened person gave for all kind of mental impurities, mental sicknesses. I have done the 10-day course and now I am trying to practice Vipassana every day. But I have other obligations. How do I sit for 1 hour every day? Other obligations, very important. You are a householder. You have to take care of all your responsibility. The technique does not want you to run away from that. But again, you have to give 1 hour morning, 1 hour evening. You give food to your body 2 times or 3 times. You don't say, I'm very busy, I can't take meal today. You have to take meals to keep the body healthy, strong. This is the food for your mind. Don't starve it. Don't make it weak. Don't make it sick. Keep on giving. You will find time if you have strong determination and you will get the benefit. Simply coming to a course of 10 days, experiencing the reality within yourself and not practicing every day, you won't get the real benefit. I have heard that you disapprove of homosexuality and that gay and lesbian people are not welcome. Totally wrong. I want people to come out of all kind of sexuality. But then one has to work. Simply I say, yes, this is also good, doesn't help. One should not be a slave of sexuality, whether you call it homosexuality, you call it lesbian sexuality, any sexuality. And this technique will help people to come out of that. Never become a slave of sexuality. How do you teach this to young children? Is it possible? And at what age? What age? Before birth. Every child must be taught before birth. A pregnant mother, when she comes to the course not for oneself, but also for the child. And when one keeps on purifying the mind, generates love, compassion, then the vibration that this child gets before birth is so healthy. The child comes out as a Dhamma baby. So many pregnant mothers come to the course to get Dhamma baby. I want Dhamma baby. And yes, they get Dhamma baby. So before birth, how do I know that I am practicing correctly? Keep on examining yourself. If you are really practicing as you are asked to practice, a change for better is bound to come in your life. If no change is coming, you are same as before, something wrong. Either the technique is not good or you are not good. But technique is good because it's giving result. So something wrong. You are not practicing properly. Meet your teacher and he will guide you if there is anything wrong. What is the difference between vipassana and anapanasati? Well, vipassana is the next step of anapanasati. As I said, anapanasati is observing the breath as it is. And observing, the mind becomes very sharp and then you start feeling sensations on the body and you switch over to vipassana. Is it better to be vegetarian for a more efficient meditation? Yes, vegetarianism is good, but we don't insist on that. During the course, of course, vegetarian food is given. But as one progresses further, at a deeper level, one starts feeling the non-vegetarian food is not suitable for deeper meditation. So automatically people become vegetarian. We never press them to become vegetarian. But in the course, of course, only vegetarian food is given. Will one 10-day session be enough to be effective in my life? It is beginning, it is kindergarten. You have to become a doctor. Start with that. The longest journey starts with the first step. If you don't take even first step, how will you reach the final goal? Start with it. And keep on applying it in life. Keep on daily practice and applying in the life. Daily practice, applying in the life. Then you take deeper courses, 20-day course, 30-day course, 45-day course. And now 60-day courses are started. You will go much deeper to take out the impurity at the deepest level. Why were people from other meditation tradition not allowed in sitting before this talk? They are not outcast. We don't say you are untouchable, so don't come near me. But the technique is such. It generates vibration to purify the mind. And if somebody has not practiced this, may start practicing something, a vibration which might go totally against this, we do not know what this person is meditating. Sitting together with the group who are practicing to purify the mind, observing the natural sensation as it arises, as it passes away. Somebody might create artificial vibration by verbalizing certain words. This is not natural vibration and there will be a clash and it is harmful for both. That is why we say, take a 10-day course and then join us. You are not outcast. Come. Before taking the 10-day course, should one be able to sit or meditate for a period of time? No, don't do that. Come with a clean slate, better. Otherwise, you start practicing something which may go totally against vipassana and then to retreat from that will be difficult for you. So come with a clean slate. Are you saying that normal emotions of crying or happiness are not to be encouraged? We should be calm and not feel anything? Oh no, you are not like a vegetable, let anybody come and cut, I don't feel anything. Oh no. The feeling will be there, but remain equanimous with that. Equanimous with that. Emotion arises, that accept the fact. Emotion is a reason. And you are not reacting to it. If it's a positive emotion, you are enjoying it, yes, but without attachment. If it's a negative emotion, you observe it is impermanent, it passes away. So make use of this technique to come out of all the negative emotions. Is this merely brainwashing? Yes, it is mind washing. It is to purify the mind. And yourself you will experience that I washed my mind. How much I have washed, that much I have become happy. That much I am free from misery. What is the role of God and Guru in spirituality? Truth is God, and you are experiencing truth. Love is God, compassion is God. You are experiencing. Reach that stage where you become personification of love, compassion, and you are God yourself. Guru, oh no, don't allow anybody to exploit you. Gurudom is not allowed in this technique. Never come under the clutches of a guru, otherwise he will exploit you. Guru just gives the path, that's all, a good guru. And then you have to walk on the path. You have to liberate yourself. Don't expect that guru will do something for you and liberate you. Any guru says, come, I will liberate you, I will take you to Nibbana, understand something wrong somewhere. don't accept it. How can I become a teacher of Vipassana? First become a pupil of Vipassana. Then a time will come, you will also become a teacher of Vipassana. Without becoming a pupil, how can you become a teacher of Vipassana? In our country, we have got a saying, without becoming first a daughter-in-law, how can you become a mother-in-law? So learn first and be a pupil, and then you will become a teacher. Thank you. Is it better for a couple to take the course separately so each can focus on themselves? Don't worry, you can come together. There is segregation. Females are separate, males are separate. Let both of them enjoy Vipassana and come out as a happier couple. Is fasting a part of the course? Oh, no. Not fasting. But overeating is harmful for meditation. You will feel drowsy, you can't practice properly. And whole day when you are working, observing the truth, metabolism of the body becomes less. You don't need that much of food, but you get your breakfast all right, you get your lunch. But the evening meal, you get just some fruits or tea or coffee, that's all. So that much is enough. What is enough for the body, that much is given. But no fasting. Why do you and your assistant teachers and students travel to Burma and sponsor meditation courses there when the government is violating human rights? People want peace. So we have to give a country. We are grateful to that country because it preserved the technique in its purity, and now they have lost it. So it becomes our duty to go and teach those people. And now people are learning this. I am sure a day will come when even the governing people, they will also come to Vipassana, and there will be a big change.
No. Even though there are many more questions, we have run out of time.
Thank you, I'm liberated. Very good. Right. Be happy, be peaceful, spare 10 days of your life, and learn this technique for your good, for your benefit, and for the good and benefit of so many others. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness.